The very last verse of Psalm 119. I think we all know what Psalm 119 is about. About the Word. About studying the Word. Every section has something to do about building yourself in the Word. Here's the thing. The very last verse after all of that, Psalm 119, verse 176, he says, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. You can never study the Word too much, because we're going to go astray. You know, we're convinced of what we believe. This little group right here. And we've seen many fall away. Seen a lot of them. And in a church, now down to this, we may see some more fall away. Still some of us here, though. And it's mainly family. Some of my family may fall away. We've seen friends in religion, not just here, fall away. It scares me. It scares me. You know, we can benefit from the falls of those around us, or they can become a detriment to us. They can be to our detriment if we follow that bad example. Or if we think it couldn't or wouldn't happen to me. That's the same thing that Pharisee said, isn't it? He said, Lord, I thank God that I'm not like that guy. And it's easy for us to do in this little group because I thought that when they all left. I thought, I wouldn't do that. You know, Solomon makes a comment over in Proverbs chapter 30. He says, now listen to me, because he's an old man, and he says, listen to me. You ought to listen. Sometimes I catch myself at work at the fire station, I say, listen to me, because I'm at the age now where it's not, some of what I tell you is not an opinion anymore, because you learn as you get older, just leave your opinions alone, because you learn more and more by the expressions. If you're watching, folks don't want your opinion. So if you don't want it, I don't want to give it. So, but there are things that, let me tell you, that's what Solomon's, this is not an opinion, this is a fact. So Solomon, he says, there's a people who think that they're pure in their own eyes, but inside they're filth. He said, that's not an opinion, that's a fact. But we can benefit. Benefit can come from the fall of others. When upon us our hearing or seeing it, we immediately reflect, my goodness, there I go if it weren't for God's grace. If He didn't restrain me, there I go. All of the trash that we saw come out of them could come out of us. We're all made of the same thing. And we'll die made of the same thing. Only God prevents what we see displayed in others. And I'm not just, don't just focus. I want you to focus on what we've seen here and then what we see around us too. And only God prevents that from happening in us. Or worse. One man's fall to a believer ought to be another's warning immediately. I thought about those. You know, you see those crosses on the road all the time now. I remember the first time I saw those was years ago. I was just a young man going to Panama City. In Panama City, 431 wasn't two lane like it is now. It was just a two lane road, and folks would fly. And drinking wasn't controlled like it is now. And man, there were crosses all up and down that road. That's the first time I started seeing them. But since then, when I see one of those crosses, I immediately, several things happen. I start thinking, what happened here? What happened? I wonder who lost somebody? And then I start looking at the road around me, and I think, what do I need to be looking for that could have caused that? Was it a bad place in the road? They're warnings. Those crosses are warnings, aren't they? Don't go down that same road. Don't make the same mistake that guy with that cross has made. And you know, sometimes we got to go down that road. We got, you know, we go out into this world, don't we? We go out into this world every day, and there's areas we go. Whether you, Steve's a school teacher, or whether Jason, you're a salesman, or Chris, you're a construction, just wherever you go, you got to go down it. You got to go down that road. So our prayer ought to be that prayer: keep my heart, guard my heart. Lord, guard my heart with all diligence. Pray often for the grace that's needed in those paths that we're going to have to take. We've got to take heed to the warnings, don't we? Look over it, Jude. This is our text right here. Look at Jude. The last two verses of Jude. Now unto him that is able to keep, what's that say? You, not us, not some. Now unto him that is able to keep you. Now that's how we ought to look at things. Not him, them, my brother, my sister, you, me. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. You know, Jude talks a lot about people in the church through his little book here that unfortunately were not part of that church. That's what the whole book, he talks about there in verse 12. He talks about their spots in your feast. He talks about being spot. He said they're clouds without water, trees without fruit, raging waves of the sea foaming forth their own shame. You know, when others talk about it, over here, look, just hold your thumb there. Just look over at 1 John. John talks about it. John chapter 2, verse 19. They went out from us, but they weren't of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. Our Lord over in Matthew chapter 24, he gives a warning. 24:24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. You know, even Moses warned. Deuteronomy. Let me read you that. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 13. Certain men The children of Belial, that's just wicked men, children of Belial, naughty men, are gone out from where? Not have not come in. Not from some country like Steve was talking about today. They've come from among us. And have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known. You know, a fellow said one time about that passage there that John wrote about. He said, oh, that was just to the Jews that were leaving the church. That's the stupidest statement I've... If we look at things that way, we might as well not even come here. I mean, we got men in our Lord warning us that you better watch yourselves. Things are going to happen. It's a warning. Look at ourselves. Look at our weaknesses. Take care. And make double sure we've laid hold on Christ. If you're sure you've laid hold of Christ, just hold on. Don't trust your professions. My goodness, I made a half a dozen of those things. Been in church all my life. Don't trust those professions. Guys, don't trust that profession. You better grow. Don't trust those things. Don't trust your baptisms. Don't trust what you do good through the week, although we ought to do good. Don't trust that stuff. Here's our first point from Jude. We need to be aware of our danger. And there's a danger. He says there is. Jude tells us there is. He's warning us. So be aware. There is a danger. We're all in danger of falling. Every one of us. Who gets hurt most with a chainsaw, Tony? The guy that uses the chainsaw the most. Isn't it? The guy that don't respect that. And it happens in all kind of things, don't it? You get hurt when you trust yourself. And it happens to you spiritually. If you start trusting yourself, you're in trouble. You're going to get hurt. And don't just happen to the weak. Like I just said, it happens mainly to those who think they're strong. Been around a while. Not just the young folks, it's the middle-aged, the old folks. And with that fall, with that stumble, comes dishonor to the profession, and it brings sorrow to those around us. Amen. But most of all, it shames the name we're supposed to be honoring. Shames the name of Christ. We're sure, like Jude, that we're in danger. We've got no doubt we're in danger. Number one is because we've seen others fall. It's hard to recall all of them, isn't it? Isn't it? Steve, you were in several churches before this. You've talked about it before. And they fell out of those churches, didn't they? It does something to you, doesn't it? Sure it does. It causes wounds that, I don't know that it'll ever heal this side of heaven, seeing those folks fall like that. That's what David was talking about. He said, hey, look, I had a friend that I took sweet counsel with. I walked in the church doors with him. We were friends. He fell away. And he turned against me. We've had friends that they're gone. Gone. And some of them are deep gone. You know, you hear stories over the years, and my goodness, some man said they fell straight out of church into hell. Some of them are gone. I've known preachers. I've known good ones depart completely. Gone. Gone. Don't even attend church. Don't even know where a church is, probably, other than what they pass going into their sin. I've known a whole gamut of them, Amber. Taught Bible classes. I've seen them that taught Bible classes. Played instruments. How many piano players we had in this church? How many song leaders we had in this church? My goodness, we ought to have kept the first one. And Dad should have took them. Should have been that way. I've known men who filled in here like I'm doing. Good men, I thought. Some of those folks that I've known over the years were so strong. Rebecca, I figured they'd fall away first. I figured, or I would go first. Sorry. I looked at them and said, no, I'll depart this thing before they ever can. That's how firm they looked in it. That's what Zechariah said. He said, look, here's another prophet. He said, here's another warning for you. He said, look, he says, how, fir tree? For the cedar has fallen. That's what I mean. You never hear of a cedar falling. He said, take warning. That strong cedar fell. Fir tree, you may be next. That's how I've looked at it over the years. My goodness, that guy's strong. He won't depart. Women, I thought, wow. You know, our Lord's disciples, if you ever notice, every one of them said, is it me? Is it me? And that's how our attitude ought to be. Not a one of them said, is it John? Peter didn't say, Lord, is it John? Is it Andrew? And none of them said Judas. I bet you Judas had convinced them so well that we'll learn one day that Judas was the very last one they thought would fall away. And then here's the second reason we know that it's a sure fact that we can fall. We who have been kept by grace aren't perfect. If folks knew my thoughts, if y'all could, is while I'm talking right now, if you could read my thoughts or see my thoughts through a day, and I knew that you could, I wouldn't be able to hold my head up. I'd be so ashamed. So even if you're kept, if you're honest with yourself, you know that a lot of imperfection there still. I've heard folks say, if you could see my heart... If you could see my heart, and I know what they're saying, but I think, wow, what if you could see my heart? If the truth was known, how often would every one of us admit, if we wrote them down, how we had well nigh slipped? I was just about a goner. If something hadn't, we're going to get into that in a minute. If something hadn't come along, I'd have been a goner. Almost slipped. Grace preserved us. So we have a double warning. What we've seen in others and what we know about ourselves. And Jude and all these others from Moses forward have given us these warnings. So then we're sure that we can fall when we look at the world around us. And Steve brought that out this morning, and you brought it out. And we think about Lot. I thought about Lot. And, you know, I used to wonder how he could sit there. You know, it says, and his righteous soul was grieved. But I always think, well, move. Why? But, Steve, now I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there. At my work, people we hire are like people in Sodom and Gomorrah now. And I got to say yes. We got to hire them. I'm there. I am there. We are there. We're sitting in that world and it grieves us, but we're part of that. It's all around us. And this flesh that we carry about, and the evil one that hates the gospel. So yeah, we can fall. It's a sure fact we can fall. There's many out there. There's many out there who watch for this little group right here to stumble and fall away. There's more than you realize. Many. And it's not, then there's a little group over in Sylacauga and a little group up in Virginia that folks in that community are watching for them to fall. Because the devil's put it in their mind, I want those folks to fall. It's all around us. Folks want us to fall, stumble. They may even set those traps for us. Love to see us caught in them. So it's not, look, it's not because they haven't tried. Look over at Psalms. It's just God's prevented it. Look at Psalm 91. Look at some of these things. Now, how many? I just wrote down a few. I don't know how many times David prays this. Psalm 91:3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Psalm 124. Six. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Psalm 140. Verse 5. The proud have hid a snare from me, and cords they have spread as a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. So, history of it. Folks out there want believers to fall, setting traps for them. Attractive traps, sort of like that serpent was with Eve. Things that look good to you. What can go wrong with this? So it must be a constant prayer. Keep me. Look at 141. Here's what David prays. One chapter over, Psalm 141. This is what we need to do. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto, listen to me right now. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. And here's what he asked. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Let me keep my mouth shut. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, even though it looks good, even though it may not look evil. Keep me from practice the wicked works with men that work in iniquity. Don't let me join in those wicked works. And let me not eat of their dainties, of their temptations, of those things that look so appealing. Don't let me touch them. Then verse 9 and 10. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I'll escape. And we know this. We know that a true child of God cannot fatally and finally fall away. We know that's true. But this is also, we also know these two things. We know some who profess to be the people of God, who do fall fatally. They have the same profession that we have, and they do fall fatally. And then we know this. Others who are the people, who are the people of God, have fallen or stumbled. And that's what Jude probably is saying there. Stumbled. They've stumbled, but it's into their own sorrow, into the Lord's dishonor. So do we really want to wrangle with whether we can fall or not? I don't. I think what saddens my heart is if I think about falling, how it would break my kids' hearts, or my wife's heart, or my parents' heart. What it would do. You know, you ever think about that? How we had to see that hurt and those grandkids that have looked to you, but then even more than that, the Lord to fall, stumble even. I don't even want to stumble. I don't want to stumble. And then I think about all those folks that would gloat if I did stumble. It would say, I knew. See, there's a lot of folks that have fallen that won't. And I've seen this. I've seen parents fall away from the truth, and I've seen them turn around and encourage their kids into deep sin. I've seen that. So even your own can encourage you. They're so locked away from truth forevermore that they can encourage kids to fall into the same sins and gloat when they do. Whew, how far has the Lord let somebody go? And there's dangers, like I said, at every age and stage of our life. You know, to the young back there would say, you know, watch bad company, Paul. Don't get involved with bad company. That's what I heard growing up. Don't be your own man, Paul. Be a leader, not a follower. Watch bad company. Lily, watch those bad guys. That's what we teach, you know, our young ones. But have you ever thought of this? You don't read of many in the Scriptures of young folks falling. There's not many accounts. Who is the account? Old people. Old folks. Noah was 500 and 600. What? How old was he? 600 years old when he fell. When he stumbled a little bit there. Lot was a grown man. David was a grown man. I tell you what. You should be afraid when you stop being afraid. That's when you should be afraid. How many ships you reckon have sunk coming into the port? Tons of them. How many planes have crashed coming in for a landing? Very few crashed just in midair. They all crashed coming in for landings. Don't trust yourself. It ain't over till it's over, is it?
Amen.
Well, now, secondly, it leads to our safety. This is a little bit more encouraging. It says, now unto him that is able. Somebody's able to do what I can't. Now, unto him who is able to keep you from falling. The only wise Lord, our Savior. Only wise God, our Savior. Mine and your safety lies in Christ. He's our Savior. You know, upon our faith in Christ, upon our initial faith in coming to Christ, our hope then was, I got no hope. He's got to be my Savior. You know what I'm talking about? When we came to Him in faith, we had forsaken all and said, you're my hope, Lord. What's changed? Nothing should have changed, should it? Look forward to your life now. As trials and temptations will almost at times overwhelm us, you still got to keep your eye on the Savior. That's what Peter's talking about. First Peter there. First Peter there, verse 2, or chapter 2. Verse 4. He says, to whom coming? We don't just come initially. Peter says, we come back. And that's how we're built up. We keep coming back. Not a one-time thing, is it? He's not a Savior that cleanses from sin, then He's going to leave you to yourself for the rest of it. He's your life. You're His for eternity. You're His bride. He's not going to... Go to Him. Stay up under Him. He'll protect you. Forever. He's your justification, your sanctification. He keeps you from sin as well as He keeps you from hell. Trust Him for it.
Amen.
Then He says this, you says unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. You know, we think of His willingness, us as believing the absolute sovereignty of God. We our mind sometimes goes to, we know He's able, is He willing? That's what that lady is. Lord, Thou, if Thou will, You can cleanse me. That's what she was saying. So that's what I think about myself. What is He talking about, if you're able? Well, it comes up again in Scripture over in Mark 9, chapter 22. That guy, where his son threw himself in the fire all the time, you know. He says, Lord, if You can do anything, if You can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So the ability does come up, is questioned sometimes. So what was He talking about? This ability, this power, the power. You know, the same power that it took to create a world and make the oceans and the mountains and all that we see out here, that same power is a very... That, you know, that's why that Prager guy, that's why we think, which is one reason we think the Lord, or know the Lord, created the earth in all 7 days. Is when we listening to that Prager guy that, you know, that's on Fox sometimes, a Jew, and he says that he wouldn't take offense, but he felt like that wasn't a literal 7 days. But we do think that because so much hinges on that being literal 7 days. And this is one of those things. It took as much power, or it takes as much. When He created all that stuff, it takes that same power, which is hard for us to fathom, to keep us now. The same power. That's that, you know, that you, the ability. We're hard people to keep. And then I think of me. I think of me then, with this ability. God made us free agents. He did. And He never, even after He saves us, He never deprives us of that free agency, does He? We continue. We're free thinkers. He didn't make us angels immediately. Or He didn't take us to glory immediately. Or He didn't lock us away in a box. He let us remain free thinking people. Then I look at me with that in mind. And I look at my mind prone to those evil thoughts and ideas. And Rod, I look at these hands that would kill or steal if they had the chance. And I look at these feet that would run headlong into every wicked thing you could imagine. And I think, Lord, are You able? Are even you able to keep me? Because we know ourselves, don't we? We know how close that we can be. Don't leave me to me. You know, sin's like riding a bicycle, isn't it? You never forget how. Doesn't matter how many years go by, you never forget how. And you probably get better the more you do it. So Jude gives us that comfort. Because he knows, Jude knows. Jude knew himself, so he knows we know ourselves. Jude says He's able. Now I know what you folks are thinking. That you know yourselves like I know me. But trust me, He's able. He's able. And then along with that ability is wisdom. How many ways we could fall? You ever thought about that? How many ways we could fall? We could fall from truth. We could fall from what we say we believe. I'm not saying we could fall into sin. We could just say, I don't think I believe that strongly. I don't think it's that necessary. And we could just fall into a church that's just a little more liberal. Not much, Just, you know, well, they preach some sovereignty over there. We could fall out of the truth that we hold very easily. Very easily. These little sovereign grace places that you hear about all along, you know. So we could fall into that. We could fall into outward sin. We could fall away from our duty to serve. Ways we contribute to this whole thing. We could fall away from that. All right, church, I'm not going to do anything else down there. Tons of ways we could fall away. Don't just think of outward sin. There's a lot of things we could fall from. And no place guarantees your safety. We could stay down here all the time. Wouldn't be safe. We could lock ourselves in our home. We could lock ourselves in a closet in our home. We're not safe. In all places, temptation sneaks in. In every place we go, his wicked mind goes with us. Yeah, see it? It's where it is. Noah was in his tent. Noah and Lot were in their tents. Go back to them. They were in their tents. David was on his own roof. Not rules and regulations can keep us. I've seen the worst ones fall that were under those heavy rules and regulations. What can? His wisdom can keep you. His wisdom. He uses saints to encourage saints. That's why we need to be here. Saints encourage saints. Sinners he even uses to give us warnings, to aid us. Sinners that we think are friends, you might be just a little too close, and then the Lord says, he'll take that friend from us. He said, Britt was getting a little too close. Not going to have him as a friend no more. Not going to have her as a friend anymore. Dancing too close to the fire. It's wisdom, isn't it? He can use believers that disappoint us to teach us. Wisdom. Hey, letting us never forget the bad things we've done is his wisdom. Because the bad things we do as a believer, we sure don't want to do them again, do we? You know, we often think, I wish I could forget that, and I do. But his wisdom won't let us forget those things. Because that keeps you from doing things again. We saw what trouble it brought in, didn't we? Providence redirects us, don't it? Providence keeps us, that's his wisdom, keeps us from being somewhere where we may have stumbled. Keeping you poor or sick or less than perfect in beauty or personality less than perfect or abilities less than perfect. Paul, you may not grow up to be a Major League Baseball player. God may not want you to do that. Keeps you too far from him. Opens too many doors for you. Old Jacob said, all this stuff's against me. Remember, he said, all this stuff's against me. And he was just a step away from seeing that son that he thought was gone. And that's, don't ever think that. Well, all things are not against us. All things are for us. For our good. Keeping us. And this safety runs all the way to the end. It says, go back to that. It says, and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now, I'm a fallen sinner that will be presented faultless. That's amazing to me. He's not going to just, not going to sneak you in. He's going to present you faultless. He's going to be proud. He's going to show you off faultless. You know, some good religious folks might can picture being perfect. I can't picture me being perfect. I can't picture me being faultless. I can't imagine this wicked mind of mine being able to wear a crown. Can you? Or these wicked hands that would kill and steal to wave in glory. I can't imagine that. But I'll be presented faultless. How? I'll be presented in him, the faultless one. So that leads to our last point, our gratitude. Now to him, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our crowns are His crowns. You know, if we could keep ourselves, then you would say, well, praise yourselves. But He says, no, He gets the praise. And He says, we can thank Him in advance. We can thank Him today. You know, a lot of times I'll send an email and ask for guys, hey, you guys take care of this next week. You know, we got this coming up. And I always say thanks in advance. Well, sometimes I have to go back with a second and third email and say, you didn't get done last week what we were supposed to do. Now folks are on me. Let's, you know. But we can thank our Lord in advance. Because what He said He's going to do, He's going to do. And has done. And I don't understand all this because we got to be careful. And don't want to ever be cocky. But we can be proud because we got a strong keeper. Isaac Watts wrote, Jesus, my God, I know His name. His name is all my trust. Nor will He put my soul to shame, nor let my hope be lost. He will own my worthless name before His Father's face, and in the new Jerusalem appoint my soul a place.